Hello. Welcome to the Erica Glessing Show. And I'm really excited today because my guest is a wellness coach, which I just believe fits perfectly with my Wednesday theme. And I think one of the other things I like about inviting this guest to join us is she, like me, has children. And I was just asked the other day, like, how do I do this with children? Like, how do I balance my life with the little ones running around? And so mine aren't so little anymore, but I thought that would be a good place to start. So welcome, Abby Hegney. And where are you again? You're on the East Coast?
Yes, I'm on the East Coast in Connecticut.
It's so pretty in Connecticut. And you can take the train to New York. It's so exciting.
Yeah, we're very close to New York. I don't go in
So,
very often, but we are very close.
yeah, just knowing it's there, it's so comforting. It's like for me in San Francisco, like it's not that far, and I don't go that often, but it's like an hour. It's like maybe 2 hours, but it's so nice to know it's there. I can go look at the bridges if I want.
And I
Yeah,
am
it's
going to
just
go in for Christmas time, so I will get there.
So, Abby, tell me a little bit about kind of what drew you into sort of the whole wellness field. Like, what got you engaged in that?
So like you said, I have two little kids. When my son is 9. When I found out that I was pregnant with him, I had a moment in my life where it kind of stopped me in my tracks because I knew that I was going to have to do something that I had really spent most of my life avoiding doing, which was gaining weight.
Oh my.
For me, like it's like one of those things. It goes hand in hand. You get pregnant, you gain weight. But for me, like gaining weight had been such a stigmatized thing in my mind all of my life. And it really started when I was very little. I had a gymnastics coach who made a very simple comment about being careful not to gain weight because gymnasts are small. And I took that comment and it just stuck with me and created this really negative cycle of self-doubt and self-criticism, body image issues.
I think that's fascinating, and I really do know this to be true. Like, one person will say one thing, and this isn't the same topic, but I had an eighth grade teacher who marked up one of my essays with all this red pen, gobs of red pen, and I literally thought I couldn't write. Like, I literally froze, and it got like, right? Like, yeah. I mean, obviously I turned it around, but I mean,
Yeah,
but
but
it
we
was
have like one
crazy.
thing happens to us. Somebody says something, somebody does something, and then we take that and make it mean something so much more, something about us personally. And that can create, sometimes it can create a very positive ripple. But from my own experience and from like working with all of my clients, it tends to create a very negative ripple in our lives. We just hold on to these stories
Right.
and we snowball those
Yeah.
stories and it just becomes our reality.
I love your homepage of your website. It says something about a mean girl. Tell me about
Yes.
that.
Yes. So quiet your inner mean girl. So that's really what I focus on. When I got certified as a coach, I looked at what other coaches were doing. And all as a wellness coach, it was all about, look at my plate of pretty colors and look how balanced it is. And so I thought that's just what I needed to do as a coach was like help women to know what to eat and like show them what I'm eating. And then they would go and eat the same thing. And then I realized that that was never my problem, right? Like I would go to the store, and this is gonna age me a bit, but I'd go to the store and I'd get the magazines and I'd rip out all of the meal plans that were, the 5-day meal plan or the 10-day meal plan that's going to make you lose 10 pounds. And I'd rip out the workout routines that were gonna thin my thighs out and like all of those things. And I realized as I was coaching and through my own journey, those were never the problem. Somebody telling me what to eat or how to move my body was never the problem. The problem was how I was speaking to myself. It was that inner mean girl in my voice, in my head.
Nice.
Was, no matter what I did, it was never good enough, right? I wasn't thin enough. My legs were too big. I was too short. The number on the scale was too high. All of those things.
Yeah.
And so I think that is the missing piece for so many women out there.
I love this conversation because it really points to sort of like inner guidance versus like outer stuff. And on social media, I really truly believe like it exacerbates this to no end, where the Instagram, you know, big accounts are all shaped a certain way, you know, or built a certain way, or the models are all built a certain way. And certainly, you know, it was really funny because about 8 or 9 years ago, curvy got popular. And I was laughing because my kids were like, "Mom," like they were jealous of my body because I have, I'm big and curvy and I have an Italian body. And some of my kids were really skinny. And it was so funny because what their bodies looked like is what my junior high wanted people to have. But it all comes back to that inner voice, really, if you think about it, all those social mores, right?
Yes. And that's exactly right. Like, somebody can feel very confident in a curvy body or want a curvy body, and somebody else may not feel confident in a curvy body. But that's never the point. The point is to feel confident in your own body. And that's really about like, what are those stories that you're telling yourself? And are you taking actions that actually make you feel good, right? Like if you're shoving yourself into some sort of diet plan or workout plan that you hate, that like really does not work for you. Or like we talked about, like having little kids around, if you're trying to do something that doesn't work with a lifestyle where you are running around with little kids, or for me, it's like running here, there, and everywhere, getting my
or
kids
your
places.
Plans change.
Yeah.
Well, I think what before they were five, when they were toddlers, it seemed like I had to sit still a lot. Either when I was nursing or when I was like, you know, like sitting with them at the park, even like it felt like they liked, I don't know, like they liked me being still or something. But it seems like now when I look back, I could have moved more. I could have done little movements. Like it didn't have to be all or nothing. I didn't have to go play basketball. See, when I was younger, I'd play basketball 3-4 hours a day.
Wow.
Before kids. Yeah, before kids, I just played basketball all the time. Like, it was how I got rid of stress when I was a newspaper reporter.
Yes, and that worked for your life then, but 3 to 4 hours when you have kids doesn't work.
No, you can't even. And basketball isn't that great when you have littles because it hits them in the head and stuff.
But allowing yourself, right? Like, that's part of that quieting that inner mean girl, is to not look at that as like, well, now I don't have 3 to 4 hours to play basketball, so I don't have time to do anything because these kids need me. And then it's like that ripple of, well, I just don't have any time for anything. And it's looking at, okay, what do I have time for today? Oh, I can go for a walk during my lunch break. Or for me, it's like I take the kids down to the bus in the morning and then I walk the dog for 10 or 15 minutes. And sometimes that's enough for that day because that's all that I have available. But if we do not learn to, first of all, hear what that inner mean girl is telling us, and then to be able to build our confidence to not listen to it, and then eventually to be able to talk back to it, right? Like, sometimes we just need to like not listen to it, not hear that negativity, or just say, I don't have time for that today. And then eventually you can say, no, but I had 15 minutes today. I took 15 minutes for me, and that's enough, versus, well, that's not enough. What's 15 minutes going to do for you? You know, that whole cycle that we can get ourselves into.
Tell me a success story or two.
For myself or from others?
Yeah, from people who've worked with you.
So I had one client, actually, a more recent client, I'll go with this one, who is also a mom of three. She is renovating her house, so they are in a different space right now, and everything just feels very chaotic for her. And what we have been working on is that same sort of thought from, I don't have enough time, to I have enough time today. And when she looks at, okay, if I believe that I have enough time today, what am I doing? And that's simple things. It's getting out her slow cooker and putting dinner in her slow cooker in, you know, under 10 minutes because she doesn't have an hour to cook at the end of the day. It's dropping her daughter off at practice and taking laps around while her daughter is practicing, right? It's utilizing the time that she has, you know, versus sitting in her car and like scrolling
right.
on social media and doing all of those things.
Right.
Utilizing,
oh my God.
Like, oh yeah, I do have
I
something.
Forgot about all of that because I cannot tell you how much time, or I'd get to the practice at 3 and then the coach would meet with them after. And then and so I'd be sitting there and I'd have no idea how much time that I had to sit there. And it was like, oh my goodness. I remember I had 2 in one middle school and then the third was in high school. And there was only 1 year where I had one elementary, one middle, and one high school. A year I don't even want to remember because they all had different start times and drop off times
Yes,
and pick up times.
It's busy.
So I had, for my business, because I've always run my own business, I had basically, I think I had 9:30 to 1 free.
Yeah.
Period. Because the rest of everything was getting them up, getting them dressed, getting them to school.
Yeah.
Then they get home, they got to do their homework, then they go to their sports, and then I pick them up or drop them off. And oh my goodness, you know,
yeah.
I think I had pretty much forgotten all those memories, Abby, but thanks for bringing them back. Not just
You're welcome for that. Listen, there's going to be days, like to your point, days where you don't have time. You know, I was talking about like movement and stuff like that. There's going to be days where you don't have time for that. So then it's looking at, okay, I don't have time to move my body today, but I can make sure that I'm staying hydrated. I can eat foods that I know are going to bring me energy because I'm really busy. I can get to bed on time, or I can prioritize like not scrolling on my phone. Like, what are those little things that you can
or
do
I would
to
like I would
actually
like
go a long way?
I would like park really far in the corner parking lot, so I had to walk. So I'd at least have to move a little bit. But this has been so much fun. I'm really glad you came. You gave us a lot of inspiration. I think there's a free downloadable gift on your website. Why don't you tell my listeners about that?
Yes. So on my website, you can find a 10-minute meal guide for these really busy days. There's 5 recipes included in there, 5 dinner recipes included. It also includes some like really simple things that you can do in the 10 minutes that you're making the dinner to boost your energy, involve your kids, all of those things. But hopefully it's very helpful for those days where you just need something quick and balanced to keep that energy up. And your belly's full.
Thanks for coming, Abby. So how can we reach you if we want to find out more?
Yes, my website is wellnesswithabbyh.com. You can find everything that you need on there. A link to my Instagram, that free download. That's it.
Perfect. Thank you.